It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your voice of encouragement, scattering seeds of hope all over the place, just waiting for something to sprout up into possibility. Because I know there is power in hope, and I want to be invested in growing hope in my life and around my life every opportunity that I can. And I want to instill the understanding of the power of hope. Hope is not a delusion. It is not a cloud of wishes. It is a solid, powerful belief in the foundational truth of who you are and whose you are. And the more you understand it and the more you embrace it, the bolder you become in that hope. And that hope strengthens you and fortifies you and empowers you to take flight into all your possibilities. You can be all that you desire to be when you walk out your unique design. But first, you have to know who created you. Second, you have to understand the purpose for your unique design, and then you can walk it out. So a few weeks ago, we were talking about talking butterfly, learning to talk butterfly, and going from being tethered as a caterpillar and taking launch into all of our possibilities. And now we are focused on keeping on keeping on, because we have to keep moving forward. We have to keep doing what we're supposed to do in order to get to where we are. Now, before we jump into today's focus of learning keeps you moving, please do me a huge favor. If you are not already subscribed to the YouTube channel, subscribe today. And if you're not subscribed to the email, the encouragement boost that comes out regularly, just jump on over to CatherineLang.com and sign up today. And remember, tell your friends. Now, today we are focused on learning how learning keeps you moving, because learning keeps you motivated, learning opens opportunities, learning keeps you adaptable, learning finds the ability to overcome, and learning broadens your horizon. So the more you learn and the more you are invested in learning, the more you create a toolbox that's going to allow you to do more stuff. And I'm not talking about the busy stuff, because we always can find ways to stay busy. I'm talking about the purposeful stuff, the stuff that's going to move you closer to your unique design and give you what you need to do to take flight into your possibilities. The more we invest in learning the things that do that, the bolder we will be in doing it. Now, learning it can be a double-edged sword, because one, you can learn something and then not give yourself credit for having learned it. For instance, in 2005, I started writing for WordPress websites, and I would go into the back end and help with the development of the content within the platform. I learned a lot about WordPress, but I didn't give myself credit for it, because, you know, everybody knows this. How often do we do that to ourselves? We don't give ourselves credit for something that we've learned. So when we're learning, in order to keep us moving, we have to give ourselves credit for what we have learned. I have a new skill. I have a new ability. But I can't get distracted in learning. If the learning isn't moving me towards where I want to go, then it may be time to let it go. My husband and I took ballroom dance lessons, or West Coast swing lessons, and loved it. But it was an hour over there and an hour back. And even that, though it was something that we truly enjoyed, because of the time constraints at the time, it wasn't something that we could continue. However, it has a lot of benefits for us. So it is something that we're looking at doing in the future. I just haven't told him yet. So we want to be invested in learning, but we want to be aware of what we're learning and why we're learning it. Because learning is going to keep you motivated when you're learning things that are moving you towards your possibilities. If you're just learning things to learn things, it starts crowding your space. My husband and I drove past a house recently that had been covered with trees all of our lives, trees and shrubs. We've never actually seen the whole house ever in all of our lives. And whoever purchased it just went in and cleaned out all the shrubbery. I was like, wow, it's amazing what a difference it makes just clearing out the overgrown shrubs. And my husband said, you mean what, giving it breathing room? That's what we have to be aware of when we're learning. If all of these courses and all these classes and all of these webinars and all of these podcasts aren't helping you move towards where you want to go, then let it go. You can enjoy it as much as the next person, but if it's holding you back or it's stealing your time or it's crowding in on you, then you need to start trimming away and letting it go. Only invest. Be first and foremost invested in the stuff that's moving you towards your unique design. Don't only invest in that. Do invest in learning things that spark your imagination, your creativity, and your health, just like the West Coast Swing does. But make sure that the majority of your learning time is going to the stuff that is increasing your purpose-driven focus. It is easy today, more than ever, to get caught up in constant learning. And I've been guilty of that myself, taking webinar after webinar, after seminar, after course, after conference. And if it's not moving you forward, it is stealing your opportunity for progress. I was attending a conference every single year, and every single year, the same people came back. And every single year, they were still talking about the same thing they were talking about the year before. And I needed to be around people that were motivating and inspiring and encouraging me to take my next step and to push me forward. And once I realized that I wasn't getting that at this particular conference, no matter how much I loved the conference and I loved the concept, I eventually let it go. Always be willing to review so that you can return to something if necessary, just like we're going to do with the West Coast Swing, but also be okay with letting things go. Sometimes you're doing it for a season, not for a lifetime. The second thing about how learning keeps you moving is that learning is going to open opportunities. You'll find new activities. You'll find new adventures. You'll find new abilities, new skills, new ways to use the skills that you already have. When you begin to learn, especially within your purpose, you'll find that a lot of the abilities and skills that you need for what you're going to do are already there. When my husband and I started putting together the Abundant Life course that's available over at pqproductions.com, P-E-C-U, productions.com, what I discovered is a lot of the ideas and the concepts that we have for the course were things that we were already sharing with people. A lot of the course material itself is stuff that we had created at some point in our journey. Because unbeknownst to us, throughout our whole lives, or at least our lives together, we were molding together this amazing a program that's going to take people from loving God to loving others, to understanding their unique design, to walking it out. We were doing this in segments and we weren't aware, but we continued to learn. And what we found is that each of the elements that we had been learning and gathering were beginning to fit together. Because the more we learn, the more we find that we can fit together and create opportunities within what we have learned, and it will give us the ability to take the next step. Plus, in the learning, we make new connections, we grow existing connections, and we build the opportunity to encourage and support other people when they are coming behind or in the wake of where we have already gone. The third thing about learning keeping you moving is that learning keeps you adaptable. Remember, this world is constantly throwing stuff at you. If you stay rigid and focused on just, then when the world comes at you, you will break. I heard a story once about greenhouse trees. If you grow a tree in a greenhouse and then you take it and you plant it in a yard that is open to the elements, when the first storm comes along, the tree will break because the wind that hits the tree as it's growing in out in the open teaches the tree or builds within the tree the ability to be flexible. Well, when you invest in your learning, you are growing out in the open. So when things come at you, you build within yourself the ability to be adaptable. You stay up to date with the current information within your field, or you find new innovative ways to utilize what you have already done, or you just remain flexible in how you can implement what you're learning. But if you're not learning, if you stay stuck where you were, then you'll be sending faxes to your lawyer. Because we did that earlier today. We actually sent a fax. Most people don't send faxes because technology has moved beyond that. But you can still send a fax. Or you'll be hand kneading your bread instead of using your bread machine to do the kneading for you. Or you'll be typing with a ribbon your full manuscript instead of using a computer. When we're stuck with where we are, we become rigid with where we are, we don't allow technology to help us and become a tool to move us forward into our possibilities and to make room for even more possibilities. So learning will keep you adaptable because it keeps you up to date and keeps you moving, expanding the knowledge that you have. The fourth thing about learning is that learning fuels the ability to overcome. Because you have taught yourself that you can learn, when you come up against an obstacle, when you come up against that block in the road, when you come up against a detour, instead of stopping and giving up, you know that you learned something in the past. You learned how to frame a room. So when my son and I decided, it was one of my big dream goals for the year, I wanted to learn to frame a wall. And so my son and I decided we would frame in the front porch because we weren't using the front porch. We went out on the back porch almost every day, but we rarely went out on the front porch. So we framed it in to make it a family room. I learned something. I overcame that obstacle. Now, I wanted to continue to learn. I wanted to learn how to make a log cabin, but my husband vetoed that plan. So he vetoes a lot of my innovative ideas like that. But the more I'm learning, the more I'm able to overcome. So if something else were to occur, say I needed to replace a window, I know that I could do that because I learned how to frame in my front room. I could learn how to frame in a window. I've never been afraid of learning those DIY projects and giving them a go. I know when my limits are hit. I know not to do electricity. I know to do very limited plumbing. I know computers and my computer folks out there all know that know me are like, yes, no, don't try to fix the computer. But I'm not hindered. I know I can learn. And when I know I can learn, I know I can overcome. So the more we invest in learning, the more we know that we can learn in order to overcome the obstacles that we face. Right now, the obstacle I'm facing is learning how to do better marketing so that I can share my books and I can share the courses that we're building and designing. And I can share the opportunity to work with me as a coach. as an inspirational encouragement coach, life coach, focus coach, whatever you want to call me. I'm just here to make sure you get to where you want to go. But because I'm willing to invest in learning, I'm finding ways to get beyond and to overcome the obstacles that I have faced. And finally, learning broadens your horizons. I mean, it seems self-explanatory, but when you learn new things, you begin to see in ways that you did not see before. So when you learn new things about history, you can see the present differently because you understand history more. When you learn new things about the way flavors work. So in about 10 years ago, I did a green smoothie challenge, which turned into a 21-day raw challenge. So I ate almost all raw foods for 21 days and I learned flavors. And because I learned flavors over those 21 days, I've been able to implement those flavors to cook recipes I probably would never have considered before because I understood the way the flavors work together. So as we're learning, we're seeing how different things work together that maybe we didn't understand before. And because we understand this, it opens up new horizons. We see things in new ways. We see further than we saw before. The possibilities give way to more possibilities. And before we know it, we have an unlimited a number of possibilities spread out before us because we were invested in learning. We learned more about our unique design. We learned more about the skill that is our strength. We learned more about the unique personality traits that we have and how we can incorporate those into our unique design and our unique purpose. Because we're invested in learning, we're opening up to new horizons, and with each new horizon, unlimited possibilities. You need to keep learning. You need to keep learning more about who you are, learning more about where you're going, learning more about what lies ahead, not getting caught in the future, not getting caught in the past, but being invested in learning that's going to allow you to be intentional in the steps you take. When you are invested in learning, learning will keep you moving. It will keep you motivated, open opportunities, keep you adaptable, fuel your ability to overcome and broaden your horizons. When you're invested in learning, that increases your opportunities. When you're invested in learning, that focuses on your unique design. When you're invested in learning, that increases the skills, the abilities, the understandings that zing your heart. When you're invested in that kind of learning, then you are going to keep moving into your possibilities, but also into learning more. And that's going to continue to elevate and add to all the things that you're growing through your learning experience. Phew. Let's keep learning. If you are struggling in any way to keep your learning going, reach out to me today. You can go over to katherinelang.com. There'll be a button there for you to schedule your free 20-minute phone call. Set it up today. Let's begin to talk about what you want to talk about. You'll get a sheet that says, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to address. Let's talk about it and let's get you moving into all of your possibilities. Let's get you stepping out into your unique design. Let's get you focused on what you want to learn and then find the ways to get it done. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Until next time, remember that in all you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more.
Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.